Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. Yes, across the United States of America, there's rock cracking, and you have come to the right place to hear Rock Splitting Politics, because you got Doc Holliday here, and you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. Check out all the great shows, but remember, Rock Splitting Politics every week. In this exciting, most unusual election for the presidency of the United States that you've ever seen in your lifetime, because I know, listen, I had a young lady, 99 years old, come into my dental office last week and said she's never seen anything like it. Now, you tell me somebody has seen so much in their life, 99 years old, she came walking in, has a cane, need to get a checkup, but she's never seen anything like it in her lifetime, she said. And I you look at the history. No, we haven't seen anything like it. Now listen, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, what do you need to know now? We're going to get into that today's show. We got clips and we got some commentary and insight you won't hear anywhere else but right here. As far as the commentary by Doc Holliday, you can't hear on other shows. That's why you're listening. And we're going to play some of his clips to let you understand where we are, where we're going, what you need to know. And before we get into that, I just have to tell you, there is something that just, well, I want to celebrate. Sometimes as conservatives, we feel like, wow, you know, do we ever win? Well, yes, last week, the conservatives won, America won, everybody won when a federal judge, guess what, found Obamacare is wrong. Not the whole entire Obamacare, but what happened, this administration, President Obama, is spending money, taxpayer money, helping to pay insurance companies. And what do? And the judge said, overreached. The administration's overreached by spending taxpayer money without approval from the people's representatives. See, when Obamacare was put together into law, they did not approve money to pay insurance companies that will help reduce customers' out-of-pocket costs, such as deductibles for low-income people. They did not approve anywhere in that money for that happening. And yet Obama, his administration, is using money, taxpayer money, to pay insurance companies without Congress's approval. The House of Representatives, the Republicans there, sued the administration, and this federal judge says, yes, the House of Representatives is correct. The administration is wrong. And so what does that mean? Well, that means the Obamacare is in big trouble. Insurance companies, where they keep working when they're losing money, not getting paid by the government, a lot to look at. But I am glad to report a victory. You know, the listeners, a long time listening to this show, you know how much we've talked about Obamacare and how hurtful it is to this nation. I can tell you, and I've told you from personal experience, how my premiums have skyrocketed, and for a family of six. So, and I know across America, it's happening all over. So let me just say, thank goodness a federal judge can read the Constitution. We need more federal judges like that. And listen, we are about to get right into what you need to know. Let me first kick off this clip with Donald Trump speaking to Bill O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Factor of Fox News.
Personal story segment tonight. As we mentioned, a new Quinnipiac poll shows Donald Trump beating Hillary Clinton in Ohio, virtually tied with her in Pennsylvania and Florida. Very good news for Mr. Trump, who joins us now from his headquarters in New York City. First of all, let's talk Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. You're going to meet with him on Thursday. What's your opening statement going to be?
Well, I think the opening statement is, number one, I have a lot of respect for Paul, and I think we're going to have a very good meeting, I hope. And I think the big thing is, in the history of the Republican Party, nobody has ever gotten more votes than I've gotten in the primaries. I mean, I'm, you know, millions and millions of votes additional, and I guess by the time we finish, it's going to be many millions of votes ahead of anybody else, any other Republican in the primaries. That's a big thing.
Now, you heard Donald Trump talking about how many millions of people came out to vote and voted for him, and talking about he has more votes than any Republican has ever run in a primary before. And he's saying he'd go into a meeting with Paul Ryan. And of course, he did meet with Paul Ryan, and we're going to play some clips and let Paul Ryan tell you about that meeting later in the show. But O'Reilly wanted to know, what are you going to talk to Paul Ryan about building a party up? And Trump told him and said, look at all these millions of votes I got. And, well, he continued on. I got a comment I want to make, but listen to this as Trump continued with Bill O'Reilly.
Plus, a lot more people came out to vote this year in the primaries than they did 4 years ago or at any other time. So I think that's a great sign, and, you know, we're doing very well in the polls.
Okay, but he knows all that, so you're not going to go in and tell him stuff he knows. What are you going to tell him about unifying the party?
No, I might repeat it nevertheless because it's an important thing.
All right.
And I would like to see unity in the party. I believe we'll have great unity in the party. Many people have come out and endorsed and been really strong. Rick Perry came out today and many others, and they really gave their support in a very strong
fashion. Okay, but not Ryan. Ryan's holding back.
He's a very good man. He wants what's good for the party, and I think we're going to have very positive results. I'd love, frankly, for him to stay and be chairman.
Now, with that last statement, of course, Trump is talking about Paul Ryan staying and being chairman, is where Paul Ryan said if Donald Trump didn't want him to chair the GOP convention in July, then he would step down and let someone else do it. But Donald Trump saying that he believes that he can work something out. You remember that old movie came out of Michael Douglas called Romance in the Stone? And what you're seeing is the Republican Party trying to romance the Trump. There's a romance going on here, or a parallel to a romance, and you see nobody just falling in love quickly. Now, the Trumpsters've fallen madly in love quickly. You know, love at first sight for all the Trumpsters, and they are the ones that Trump was talking about. More have come in to vote, and there's more people voting in the Republican primary than 4 years ago. So he has already brought that romance. He's brought that love at first sight to the Trumpsters. Well, those who rejected Trump in the primary, here it's romancing the stone. They're having to romance Trump. And can you really fall in love with the Trumpster if you were against him? And there's some folks are lining up, albeit slowly, but some have refused to line up. And we hear about some conservatives still talking about running a third party candidate. And it's getting late in the game. Some states, it's already too late to get your name on the ballot. So I don't see that really happening. But there's some people going, they want to vote for someone. Well, there is the Libertarian Party. There is the Constitutional Party. So there's going to be different ways to vote. But I still say, Doc Holliday says, Trump can woo in this romance. And I have to say, yes, it's a two-way street. And Trump has got to reach out. And the Republicans who have not embraced him have to be open. And so how does that play? Well, number one, I know about healing. Now, I know as a dentist, most of my listeners know I am a dentist. And sometimes when a tooth has to come out, you can't save it. You do an extraction and it's not going to feel good for a couple of days. Sometimes longer than a couple of days. It takes time to heal. Anybody's gotten wisdom teeth out. You know, those leave some big holes back in the back until it has time to heal, sometimes taking months and months for the deep pits back there to heal. And so Ted Cruz just got out now a couple weeks ago. And Trump has been the presumptive nominee for around a couple weeks. So people, it takes time to heal and get vision. And Trump, for all his greatness of putting together something that nobody's ever seen in this nation as far as running for president, the way he's run, he has a very poor ground game. And he talked his way and put together teams, but his ground game has been very poor. And so he has to have time to build that up and use other organizations and combine it with his. It's going to take time, and getting more Republicans behind him is imperative, because why? You got to follow the money. So what I mean by that, we'll take a listen.
Right, but you need him, you know.
Probably feel that way.
You need him because you have to raise $1 billion. You know, right now my stats say that you've lent your campaign, let me get this right, $36 million of your own money. You've spent $11 million of your own money. That's chump change.
Well, no,
need a billion.
I know. Well, in one way, you have to be proud of me because other people have spent $200 million and they're sitting home watching television. So, you know, there's something good about that. No, I think I'm in for $45 million, Bill. And when you say lent, I loan the money for myself. In other words, myself loans the money because that's the way the lawyers
say to do it. But you're going to get paid back.
But I've really. No, I don't expect to be paid.
Well, you will be, sure. That's the loan. When the funds come in to help your presidential race, that money will flow back to you. I mean, you don't have to take it. But
I don't have to.
You're entitled to it.
I don't have to take it. No, but I think the number is $45 million, and I think that's far less than anybody else.
You're going to have that party raise money for you.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have to.
I'm raising money, but I'm raising money really for the party. I'm going to also continue to spend my own money on myself, but I'm raising money for the party, and I think we'll raise a lot. I have no idea what the number is going to be. Maybe it's going to be $1 billion. We'll raise whatever we need.
Yeah,
Bill.
You need $1 billion.
Now, that exchange right there between Bill O'Reilly on Fox News and the O'Reilly Factor and Donald Trump enlightened me, and I'm sure you, on a lot of, you hear all kind of rumors. They say, well, Donald Trump spent his own money in the primary, but you know, he's going to have to raise $1 billion, and there's no way he can spend his own money in the general. There looks like a combination, but did you hear Donald Trump saying that he wasn't going to repay himself, even though it loaned it out in this primary? And I didn't know the numbers, but about $45 million, you know, that wasn't a lot for Donald Trump to spend on the campaign. And he won it, folks. I mean, the campaigns, so many of them spent a lot more than that. Like he said, somebody sitting home spent $200 million. I think he's talking about Jeb Bush between the PACs and what Jeb Bush raised, and he's sitting at home. But Donald Trump, at $45 million, is one nomination. And now he's we're going to Cleveland with the nomination. But how do you raise money? And he said he still planned to use his own. Now, if it cost up to $1 billion in a general election, I think his sons and daughters may say, oh, hold on, let's let somebody else. They're looking at inheritance. May be blown up smoke some. Well, it was interesting to me to hear Donald Trump talk about he's going to get out and raise money because he knows the party needs it. Now, if Donald Trump will go into the general election, listen, if he'll go into the general election and not using the money he raises, using his own money, now that would be something that so many of his in the primary said, you know, people said, well, he's not beholden to anybody. If he'll raise $1 billion and then use his own money and let the Republican party use that $1 billion to help in the House and Senate, boy, oh boy, I mean, wow, that would be a treasure chest for the Republican Party that they haven't seen in a long time, ever, when you talk about House and Senate. So, boy, oh boy, I don't know if anybody else heard that it's not been a shot heard around the world. It's been on Bill O'Reilly's show. But have you heard anywhere else? Donald Trump raising $1 billion. And it sounded like the way he said it, it was for the House and Senate. So that would be big. It would be, as in the words of our former Vice President Dick Cheney, it'd be big time, right? Big time. And you see Democrats shaking in their boots. If Donald Trump raises $1 billion for the House and Senate, and then uses his money just directly at Hillary Clinton, folks, that you've heard it on this show. I hadn't heard it anywhere else. But that is a big time statement by Donald Trump if it goes to work, raising money for the Republican Party. Wow. But now, listen, we have got to hear Paul Ryan's response to the meeting that he had with Donald Trump last week. We also got some clips of what happened last week. There was the primary election continued in West Virginia. Then the Republicans, of course, Trump is the nominee, presumptive nominee. But what happened? Hillary Clinton was defeated by Bernie Sanders in West Virginia. Bernie continues to grow his delegate count. And even though Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee, she's still filling the burn. So we got a lot to talk about. But first, take a listen to this. Go on, take a money and run. 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 Billy Mack is a detective down in Texas. You know he knows just exactly. Well, that was the Steve Miller Band. You heard those last lyrics. So there's a detective down in Texas. Well, is that Detective Ted Cruz? Knows exactly what the facts is. What does he feel like Donald Trump being the presumptive nominee? Well, he had to get out of the race. Is he in consideration for the VP spot? I doubt it. Do you doubt it? But, you know, if the healing process that I spoke of not too long ago happened over a period of a month before the convention, if conservatives are playing hard to get, would it be possible that Ted Cruz could be offered the vice presidential post? Would he take it after all he said and all the hurt and pain? But Ted Cruz says he loves his country. Ted Cruz knows the price of freedom because his dad, Rafael Cruz, and we've had Rafael on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics several years ago before anybody really knew who Ted Cruz was. We had his father right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I got to spend a couple days with him in D.C. at a Freedom Works meeting, and he knows the cost of freedom. What it takes to be free. He was literally, by the mercy of God, escaped the firing squad in Cuba. Now, would Ted Cruz, if he's offered the vice presidency of the United States to run on the ticket of Donald Trump, would he put his country over his own hurt and maybe future run for president? What do you think? What do you think? I think Ted Cruz could be a great fit for Donald Trump on the ticket. So if you know Ted, tell him. For the sake of our country, he may have to put himself in that awkward position that Hillary Clinton would be a disaster for our nation, for his kids and my kids and your kids. And for that reason alone, would he step up if his country called him? That's what I'm asking you. Would he? Now, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. other great shows there. Go check them out. Newt Gingrich, yes. You can go back and listen to some of his shows. I don't know if he's updated them lately, but he's at a part of WebTalkRadio.net. So check out the other shows. But every week, tell your friends and neighbors about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics in this exciting time. Who would tell you about Ted Cruz possibly being called by his country to line up beside Donald Trump as a VP? Would Donald Trump even consider it? I think if he's smart, he would, he should, and he may be having to bring everybody on board to go fight after Hillary Clinton. In just a minute, I got a clip from the ABC's George Stephanopoulos and what Trump had to say about that. But let me remind you that you can still get the book, Bedrock Truths by Doc Holliday, Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Alex McFarland. You can order that book. Yes, it does help keep this show on the air. Yes, we are glad that you've ordered those. Many of you, some of you ordered it through Amazon, some of you ordered it directly. But go ahead, order the book and get one for your friend, for your neighbor. And if you already got one, get another one. Hand it out to a friend or neighbor. And Doc Holliday's latest book, Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. They're conservative principles that Donald Trump needs to stand on, all conservatives need to stand on for America to make us strong. Bedrock Truths, click on the front page there. You see the cover, Bedrock Truths, and get it ordered. Appreciate all the listeners. Appreciate your emails. I cannot answer all of them, you know, but I love to read them. Go ahead, email me. You can go to the front page there where you can email your thoughts and opinions. This is a crazy election year. You know, I was a Ted Cruz fan, and now I've got to help rally America to defeat Hillary Clinton, and I will in future shows tell you some things about Donald Trump that you won't hear anywhere else. I should rephrase that. You may hear it other places, but there are some attributes that Trump has that nobody else has, and it could be something potentially big for the Republican Party. And a lot of Republicans don't want to think that way because they just got their head in the sand. But there is some potential out there, and we'll get to that in some future shows. But right now, let me play this clip, what Donald Trump said about Republican unity.
Does the party have to be together? Does it have to be unified? I'm very different than everybody else, perhaps, that's ever run for office. I actually don't think so. I think that
it doesn't have to be unified.
No, I don't think so. I think it would be better if it were unified. I think it would be there would be something good about it, but I don't think it actually has to be unified in the traditional sense. Because I think I'm going to go out and I'm going to get millions of people from the Democrats. I'm going to get Bernie people to vote because they like me on trade. I have to stay true to my principles also. And I'm a conservative. But don't forget, this is called the Republican Party. It's not called the Conservative Party. You know, there are conservative parties. This is called the Republican Party.
Wow, now that's tough. It's not called the Conservative Party. There are some conservative parties out there. It's called the Republican Party. Now, does that bring the romance to the conservatives? That's why I said he may have to consider Ted Cruz as the VP. Because you want to consider, even though Trump said he's conservative, what does conservative mean? Well, it means different things to different people. But we know here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, we have got to drive toward conservatism because we've gone so far away to the left. And we need a president that can rein that in and turn it around. Not just say, we'll just keep everything going as it is, not getting more liberal. No, we got to bring it back to get to some solid principles that this country is built on and the foundation. And that's what Donald Trump scares a lot of folks, including there's parts of me that's scared that Donald Trump will give away the conservative principles that the Republican Party is based on today. So saying all that, was it not a bold statement to say he doesn't necessarily need the Republican Party to be unified? And is that threatening in the party? If you don't unify, then I'll bring it more to the left, more to the middle, the moderate. Or will he do that anyway? back to Michael Douglas movie, Romance in the Stone. It's going to take time, and Donald Trump is a master at marketing, a master of using the press, a master of marketing. And so we will see the romancing of the Republican right and the Democratic conservative moderates by Trump. Watch it. Watch it. And we'll see. But now, who is not a master marketer? It's the presumptive Democrat nominee who's still feeling the burn. Now listen to this clip from the Alex Jones Show, and Alex has some commentary along with the clip that's just classic. So you're going to hear it again here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. But listen to Alex Jones and his background talking about this clip of Hillary Clinton and a coal miner.
Here it is.
I just want to know how you can say you're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs and then come in here and tell us how you're going to be our friend, because those people out there don't see you as a friend.
I know that, though. I don't know how to explain it other than what I said was totally out of context from what I meant, because I have been talking about helping coal country for a very long time, and I did put out a plan last summer. It was a misstatement, because what I was saying is that the way things are going now, we will continue to lose jobs. That's what I meant to say, and I think that that seems to be supported by the facts. I didn't mean that we were going to do it. What I said was that is going to happen unless we take action to try to help and prevent it.
I mean, look at that evil sincerity of that witch. I mean, please, child, come get in the car. I got free candy. I mean, that is a vampire saying, get in the car, get in the car. Put the handcuffs on. I'm Ted Bundy. You're going to love my Volkswagen. You're going to love my dungeon.
Wow, and Alex Jones made it real descriptive right there at the end, but did it not tell the truth? A witch? Say, come here, child, have some candy. Wow. Well, Alex Jones can do that if you ever listen to him. But listen, I told you, and that's why Hillary, she is not a master of marketing. Donald Trump is, and I'm one of the ones that look at the polls and say, how can Donald Trump make up 10 points? Well, we've got some swing state polls that show him Trump neck to neck with Hillary already before he's really going after her. So we're going to have to wait and see. And I think, and I'll say this, we're in the middle of May now, but by the end of June, we're going to see probably either Trump way up, or we're going to see Hillary way up. But, you know, I think within these next 6 weeks, we're going to see some swinging in the polls before the convention. I heard Haley Barbour say the convention will go down 10 points. We usually get a convention boost. Nobody knows what to do with Donald Trump in this position. They don't know. But we do know they had a meeting last week, Donald Trump and Paul Ryan, and after they had a meeting, because Paul Ryan has not endorsed Donald Trump, it's still romancing the Trump. We're in this romancing the Trump type of time. And so listen to what Paul Ryan did have to say last week after he met with the Trumpster.
Look, it's no secret that Donald Trump and I have had our differences. We talked about those differences today. Let me say this. I think we had a very encouraging meeting. Look, it's no secret that Donald Trump and I have had our differences. We talked about those differences today. That's common knowledge. The question is, what is that we need to do to unify the Republican Party and all strains of conservative wings in the party? We had a very good and encouraging, productive conversation on just how to do that. It was important that we discussed our differences that we have, but it was also important that we discussed the core principles that tie us all together. Principles like the Constitution, the separation of powers, the fact that we have an executive that is going way beyond the boundaries of the Constitution, and how it's important to us that we restore Article 1 of the Constitution. You know, it's the principle of self-government. We talked about life and how strongly we feel about this core principle. We talked about the Supreme Court and things like this. I was very encouraged with what I heard from Donald Trump today. I do believe that we are now planting the seeds to get ourselves unified, to bridge the gaps and differences. And so from here, we're going to go deeper into the policy areas to see where that common ground is and how we can make sure that we are operating off these same core principles. And so, yes, this is our first meeting. I was very encouraged with this meeting. But this is a process.
Romancing the Trump continues. That's what Paul Ryan says. This is a process. Remember what I said about when a tooth is extracted in the human body? It does not heal in 24 hours. It takes some time for the body to heal physically. It takes some time after 17 people are defeated in a Republican nomination to for some healing. So, in fact, it's probably best not to heal so quickly that there's not a time for that romancing, okay? So, this is what you need to know right now with Trump and Hillary. Number one, follow the money. What is Donald Trump going to do? Is he going to use all his money to pay his way through the general election and raise money for the House and Senate? Is that what is going to go on? How much is he raising for himself? Follow the money. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. Where did all the money go into the Clinton Foundation from out of the country? And did anything get done because money flowed into the Clinton Foundation? And it's a stinking thing where you got people working that were campaign staff who are working for the Clinton Foundation and getting paid handsomely. There's all kind of things and shenanigans that could go on, and I hope we'll hear more about that as the campaign comes up. So follow the money in both camps, and both camps look, it's like Trump talking to the Republicans, the conservatives. It's like having that daisy where he says, pulls one petal. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. The thing about Donald is he's not lovesick for the conservatives, I don't believe. He's staying strong, saying, I really don't need them. But he does, and he will bring most of them together unless it just all falls apart. But I believe it is a process, like Paul Ryan said. Now, Hillary's something different. She's looking at all the Bernie people, and she's got that same daisy, and she's pulling the petals going, she loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. Or he loves me. And they talking about all these fans that are for Bernie. Do they really love Hillary? No, I don't think so. Not all of them. Will they get behind her? A lot will. Most will. This is a crazy election, people. It's different from anything you've seen in your lifetimes. Anything can happen. Expect the unexpected. I can't tell you what's going to happen between now and the convention. I can't tell you what's going to happen from the convention to November. But it's not going to be anything that you and I can write out and say for certainty is going to happen. In fact, it is a certainty that something uncertain that we don't even know about is going to be rocking both elections, both campaigns, and we're going to find out about it, and we're going to talk about it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Can't wait to see you next week. God bless you, and we will together work to bring this nation closer to more liberty and more freedom. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.